It is Tuesday morning and cars line up at the Salvation Army Center in Alexandria, Virginia. Marie and Ingrid are donating some things they don't use anymore.
I feel awful. There's a lot of the clothes were never worn. I don't want to throw them away, and they're in such good shape. I figure somebody could use them.
Partly is just selfishly getting things that we don't need out of our house, but also recognizing that people could still use them, and rather than putting them in the trash and filling up a landfill, it seems like it can go to good use.
We have like a book department.
Eugenius Downey is a supervisor at the drop-in center. He is happy to show off the donation and sorting facilities.
The most unusual item I've seen is that a helicopter was donated about 10 days ago. A working 4-foot-long scale model helicopter with full propellers and motors, and it was remote controlled.
So why do people give? Part of it is because they're allowed to deduct the value of their donations from their taxable income.
There are some people who give because of the tax incentives that are there.
But Salvation Army Major George Hood doesn't think that's the main reason.
Mostly, I think the American public gives because they just want to reach out and help someone that they know is in trouble.
Hood says that traditional generosity has deep roots in U.S. culture, and he says charities and community projects provide like-minded people with a chance to connect and build personal bonds. Ingrid, for example, says her family volunteers at their church and goes on missions abroad. She agrees that developing relationship with others is important for her.
Not only do you have the closeness of serving alongside of somebody else, but then you get to meet people that you would probably never meet.
Hood says Americans are quick to help victims of disaster, and even quicker to help any cause where children are involved.
Especially during the holiday season when we get into Christmas. They love to donate toys and clothing for needy children. They love to come and be at the Salvation Army and help give out those gifts. And they love to see the faces of mothers and children who are receiving those gifts.
He says the recent recession has affected charities, but only to a degree.
It's a mystery that I haven't figured out yet. The normal giving throughout the year declined. It declined by about 6% in each of the last 3 years. But during the Christmas season, when we have the bell ringers on the street with the red kettles and the bell ringers, that contribution has gone up 25%.
In addition to money and used items, Americans also donate their time as volunteers. Last year, more than 64 million Americans worked as volunteers, almost 27% of the entire U.S. population. Tatiana Voroshko, Voice of America.